no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
This is Latin Radical with Warwick Fry. And today we're talking to Jim Dunn, a former diplomat, an advisor to José Ramos Horta, and currently a human rights activist. What do the recent events in East Timor, what will it mean for Timor-Leste?
Well, certainly it is a blow to East Timor. More in terms of international assessment of the state of the nation than as a problem for East Timor. And firstly because for some time now it's been very common for some of the media in particular to talk about the failed state and to latch on to the negative in most cases. And of course they've been doing that here, that this is an attempted coup, another blow, and this is going to lead to a chaotic situation. For the Timorese themselves, it certainly is a bit of a blow, but I don't think it's as serious as all that. Because I think, firstly, when it all comes out, I think it'll be found that there wasn't an attempt at a coup, and there was no plan to assassinate Horta or Xanana. But what had happened was that a plan to have a forced meeting, if you like, and corner Horta by Reynado, following the meeting they had a few weeks earlier to see how it was going, went terribly wrong. When Horta wasn't there, he was down on the beach, and Reynado, why he did it this way, they moved in and overpowered, if you like, or disarmed the guards, for only three of them there. What went terribly wrong was that the next guard arrived a bit early. Maybe they had wind that something was happening, or likely to happen. And of course, shooting took place and Reynado was killed. And I think it's that sparked the shooting of Horta, and probably as well the attempt to get Xanana. But I think really, by and large, it could have a positive side in the sense that Reynado has gone. And he did have a following in East Timor. Many people saw him as a kind of a Robin Hood. But his success was based on their assessment that he was very clever because he eluded capture. But he also was a man of peace. He didn't attack anybody. His men moved around the villages and they got help here, and he'd occasionally sneak into Dili. Because in the end, of course, there's no serious attempt to capture him. It was because of that, and I think as it's being reported to them that he came in to kill Horta and Xanana, well, that's a devastating blow to his popularity, because Horta and Xanana are also very more popular, no doubt, particularly the shooting of Horta.
Could you tell us a little more about you referred to a meeting between Horta and Reynado a few weeks ago. Could you tell us a little bit about what might have happened there?
I don't know a lot about it, except it took place at Mabisi, and that Horta, we had at an earlier stage discussed this, some sort of compromise solution that would bring Reynado down from the hills and get him engaged in legitimate politics. And in fact, I had offered last year to go up and have a meeting with him, because I'd met him before, to do just that, to just put away his guns. You know, he's quite a skillful politician, come down to Dili, if some solution could have been arrived at. And I think there was some proposal from the president. Just how far that had gone, it would have been fairly difficult, because the president, although he has great authority, he doesn't have much legislative authority, and he'd have to get that through the government and so on, and there would be opposition, probably from the opposition, from Fretler and others. So maybe he hadn't gone so far. But just what Reynado was trying to do, I don't know. But I don't believe that he intended to kill Horta. And it's just something that went badly wrong, and I think when he was shot just like that, it was his own men who were enraged by it, because after all he's been very popular with these men in that tribal situation, including those who were located not very far from the president's palace, and they all use mobile phones. That's the way they contact, and they would quickly got the message across. And that's what sparked this terrible tragedy, because that's what actually happened, is that Reynaldo was killed not long after 6 o'clock, and it was nearer to 7 before Horta was shot. So that happened second.
Quite a long firefight. What do you think of Professor Damien Kingsley's view that, whether it was a kidnapping attempt or an assassination attempt, it was an act of apparent desperation. And Damien Kingsley hypothesises that Horta and Xanana probably were making a separate arrangement with with the bulk of his supporters, and that he felt that his support was eroding.
Well, I've heard that. Yes, there is one element of it, and that, of course, is with the former petitioners, whose leader is Lieutenant Salsinha. Now, they've always been different, and Salsinha really was, even in 2006, I should say, was very much on a much more peaceful, non-military, or non-aggressive rebel, if you like. I mean, when he and his men marched into Dili, they had no weapons. And when he moved away at first, I don't think they had weapons. But certainly, Reynaldo was always a commander of an armed group. And I have heard that Salsinha wasn't happy about some of these things. One of the things that Reynaldo wasn't happy about was that Salsinha and his men, or a large part of his men, apparently had been made an offer that they could get compensation or they could go back to the military. And there is some suggestion that Reynaldo saw this as dividing his force. Maybe that's a point. But even if that were so, what would he have achieved? I mean, one reason why I don't think it was a coup is, given the geography of this operation, it couldn't have succeeded, because Horta's residence is quite a distance from the administrative palace, the nerve centre of Dili. And so, and even further in many respects, because very steep, is the house of Jyotiram, of Xanana. And if they'd done this, they couldn't have taken over the country. And the response would have been immediate if they'd actually killed these leaders like that. As it was, of course, it has happened that way. So I think really it is an element, it probably is an element, we're going to have to wait until they've captured some of the people who were involved with him in this operation against the president's residence.
As you said earlier, Jim, Reynaldo obviously very rarely sought armed confrontations. By the same token, apart from the incident in Same, he has been left alone. Horta was very keen on the path of trying to negotiate him down from the hills, and it seems they had virtual impunity. Now, do you think this incident might be a sort of a bit of a reflection on that kind of attitude?
Impunity is I suppose in a sense impunity is a word that has been used in this context, but the decision was to try and negotiate him down, not least because, for better or worse, Reynaldo had developed quite a long following, quite a big following, in a country where, in most part, particularly where he operated, things hadn't improved much. And what was happening was that the people were becoming disenchanted, because they have all these expectations of government when the coup was over and you've got a new government, and not a lot happens. Well, it's very easy for him to get up and say, this government is hopeless, it must resign, and making these criticisms. And a lot of ordinary people get taken in by that. But then a lot of people thought he was somebody worth listening to, but someone who really should be allowed to go free without necessarily agreeing with him. So just how big was his dedicated following is another matter. But he does have a following.
You wouldn't care to put a figure on it, a rough figure?
No, I wouldn't. There are a lot of people. When they talk about supporters, I think most people were people who'd say, well, Reynaldo, you know, he's a good chap, he's trying hard, but wouldn't necessarily believe that he was the answer to East Timor's problems. He's just somebody because he was talking about the way things weren't working, when in fact they weren't working. That's one reason why he would easily have a lot of following, particularly in these some of these mountain areas where things haven't changed much, and in parts of Dili's, particularly among the gangs. But the actual dedicated followers would be relatively small in number.
Well, thanks, Jim. Just before we go, do you think East Timor will bounce back from this terrible experience?
I think it will. I think it will, because firstly, if you look at all the problems around the region, I mean, Indonesia, there have been some quite nasty acts of violence in the past couple of weeks, and elsewhere in Southeast Asia, and Thailand and so on, and elsewhere in the world, it's fairly minor. Well, two people were killed, Reynaldo and one of his men. Horta was, I mean, that's the big name, Horta was injured, and that makes it a big thing, an attempted, as they would say it, assassination of the leader. But I think when it settles down a bit, it probably will be rather better, because first of all, Reynaldo was a bit divisive, but now he's gone. And not only that, by doing what he did, he will have very substantially diminished the support for him, because even those people who thought he was really interesting and wise and should be considered would also be people who think, you know, who admire greatly leaders like Horta and Chalana.
And you can't see Salcino taking over his role.
Oh, Salcino has just said that he's now leader of the resistance, I mean, of this rebel movement. But no, I don't have that impression that he's of the same caliber as Reynaldo. But we'll have to wait and see.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Jim Dunn, for talking to Latin Radical and Community Radio, 2NIM FM.
It's a pleasure, Warwick.